With increasing numbers of South Africans enjoying internet access and some 18 million of us now active on social media, LiveWell believe that through embracing this technology, they will be able to help more people to cope with the demands of caring for loved ones with dementia. I caught up, in fact, earlier with the Chief Executive Officer of LiveWell, Ivan Oosthuizen, to chat about this.
Well, we provide an accommodation solution mainly to clients, and they've got a number of rooms that they can select, and the healthcare is a cluster of services. So it equates to diet, medication management, some therapy, either for social enjoyment, social cohesion, or that has a therapeutic objective, namely to improve some cognitive functioning. And just really help and assist the family on a greater landscape in terms of the healthcare of their loved one.
And you guys are based primarily in Cape Town in Johannesburg.
Yes, we have a village, as we call them, in Somerset West, and one that's been going for about 2 years now in Bryanston, Johannesburg. That's right.
You were telling me that you guys are also extending the facilities. Is this increasing the accommodation?
Yes, we are. We're adding roughly 20 new suites to the group, 10 down in Somerset West and another 10 in Johannesburg. But unlike normal development where a developer will buy a portion of land and build a number of houses through a number of phases, we go in smaller batches because it's, in our case, it's a more intimate process. You grow with a family, you engage with them over a longer period. And, you know, it takes time for a family to get to a stage where they make the decision to place a loved one in one of our facilities.
Okay, so it's a fairly organic growth then?
Definitely. I would say we add about 10 rooms or 10 suites across the board in a year, and that's roughly the uptake. Obviously, we also... I don't know what's the right word. We also resell some of the existing suites as of some of our more senior, long-standing residents sadly pass away. So there's a retention of existing rooms, and hence a smaller uptake necessarily on the new room side. But it's very organic. You're right, Benita. Definitely, it's an organic growth model that we follow.
The healthcare that you provide, does that also extend to some form to extend to the family as well, to help them feel more at ease about their loved ones being at LiveWell?
Definitely. There's two very specific approaches we take. The first one is that we offer a daycare service. So many families start the engagement process with us there, where they give the primary caregiver, which in most instances could be a wife or a husband, a mom or a dad. They give them a break by starting mom or dad on our daycare process. That means they come for the day and they stay for breakfast or lunch or all three meals, and they participate in one or two activities. And that gives the family a slow progression into the process of structured care. And then secondly, which is really based on the family, is our support groups. And that's an opportunity where people can either share their stories, they can ask us for some information, and that could be anything from what sort of meals must I prepare, what sort of activities can I do with my loved one at home. Quite a number of information, little snippets of information that's helpful, and sometimes that aid and that support could be formal in nature, where someone says, look, I need to, get myself registered or equipped to become my mom or dad or my husband or wife's curator. So it could be legal services. It could be more complex questions where someone says, look, how do I structure mom or dad's assets? Or that's obviously not something we get involved with, but we've got associates in the field that we can actually show and pass on to our potential clients and families. And that's a very important support. Because it's very seldom our skill set. You know, I'm talking about families. Very few families really know how to put these plans together. So, yeah, we find that we also need The support groups is not just a place where you drink tea and have a slice of cake. It's actually a very important coming together of a whole variety of pieces of helpful information, if that makes sense.
No, it makes perfect sense, because it's an important decision that families undertake to get a loved one into, as you described, structured care. So they need to be aware of all of the aspects that the facility provides.
Yes, absolutely. Many times, as I said before, you know, families don't necessarily know, and sometimes we don't either, what the journey is going to be like. So, you know, as you go along step by step, at different parts of the journey, people will ask different questions. So initially the questions might pertain to how do I structure an activity for my loved one at home. Eventually that becomes, how do I manage my loved one's anxiety? Eventually that becomes, how do I manage my loved one's dietary requirements? So as the illness progresses, the need for that care becomes more a larger strain on the family, and they ask more pertinent questions. And initially the help is easy to provide, but when it becomes more complex and more specialized, that support becomes far more important in the greater scheme of things.
In terms of the supports, I see that LiveWell is now embracing Facebook as a one means of support as well.
Yeah, what we found, Benita, is that many of the potential families that require our assistance can't actually attend a support group in the southern suburbs or Somerset West or even Bryanston. They might be in more remote locations, you know, in the Free State or Natal or wherever. And we thought, well, what if we provided that platform on social media? So we launched our Facebook support group about 2 weeks ago, and that's been received with great jubilation and success and a lot of positive comments.
And all of the support that you had mentioned and spoken about in our conversation, that is replicated on the Facebook group?
In a way, yes. Unlike an actual support group session where we sometimes have a speaker and there's physical engagement, the rest of it is all there. So people share stories, they ask questions, and it's not like a specific session. So if you work late and you get home tonight and there's a question on your mind, you can obviously post it. So it's a 24/7 platform. So unlike a real support group that will run from 10 to 11, for example, Facebook allows you anywhere in the world to access it at any given point in time. So that's quite beneficial for people that are really busy but still want the benefit of that support through the partners that's part of the group.
And with that sort of service, how was it managed from your end?
Well, we've got fairly well-defined rules and regulations as to who can join the group and how the group is structured. So preferably, first of all, we want people that have a loved one living with dementia, so that we know that, and you've got to be very sensitive. So you've got to be very careful as to who joins the group, why do they join the group, because we're trying to create a safe space for people where they can comment. So the nature of that engagement is people share stories, they ask questions, they make comments, they ask for assistance, and we support those questions from our platform of experts. And it's either a question that we can field based with our internal group or of specialists, for example, our occupational therapist, or it might be a practical question relating to catering or a therapeutic session. If it's a bit more advanced, like a legal question or a very well-defined financial question, then we put into touch the right expertise with that individual.
And what sort of turnaround time is there for people posing questions?
We try and get to them reasonably quickly. So we've got a group that is structured and linked within LiveWell. So when a question is asked through our marketing channels, it gets associated with the right person very quickly. And before a reply is given, we sense check the response. again, you've got to be so sensitive with how you handle certain responses. And sometimes the person asking you a question don't necessarily want the whole nine yards. Sometimes they just want some support, or we hear you, or we sympathize with you. And this is the beauty of an online support group, is that a lot of that support, especially the emotional support, comes from the fellow group members. So it's not us sitting on this side of the fence with all the answers and people supporting the group at the other end. It's really a community, which is what we were trying to establish, is an online support community.
Mm.
But yeah, we structure those answers fairly quickly. We try to get back to people within a 24-hour time frame. Over weekends and public holidays, that considered, it could sometimes take 48 hours. But obviously, we also engage the level of seriousness of the questions. So if it's a really serious issue, we try and get on it right away.
You mentioned that it's launched 2 weeks ago. How has it been going, and how has it been received?
It's been received very well. We're close to 180 members already, and it's still in its infancy, so it can definitely still grow. But it's a fairly large number of people, considering the specific nature of dementia, and the fact that so many people have responded. It's been received very well by those that applied, and everyone is very grateful that they're accepted. And yeah, there's really a sense of community. I said to our marketing lady who runs with the project that I'm so surprised to see how quickly people have formed a community. And I'm just looking at the comments, you know, the support, the hanging there, thinking of you, good luck.
Mm.
I tried this. Maybe you want to try this. It's just, yeah, I was quite surprised to see how supportive people can be on a social media platform.
That's
very nice to see.
Absolutely. Very good. Yes. Lastly, Ivan, for those who require further information, how can they get in touch with LiveWell?
They can phone us at the office. I always say that the website is always the easiest, because from there on you can really decide where you need to go, and do you want to access us on social media? Do you want to give us a call? So the website is always easiest, Benito. It's www.livewell.care. They can access all the other various support groups and social media buttons and telephone numbers and all that's needed.
Joining us in conversation this evening on The Honest Truth, the CEO of the LiveWell Group. They are pioneers in dementia care. I was chatting there to Ivan Wurstays and detailing just an added support structure which they've added via the Facebook group. Almost in a sense, forming a community of interested persons around LiveWell, around the LiveWell villages, which is located here in Cape Town as well as in Johannesburg. And as Ivan had mentioned, further contact details, any information that you may require, you can get hold of them via the website. He recommended going to the website first. That will certainly be the easiest, and from there you can navigate your way around. That's livewell.care. Simple as that. livewell.care.